This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You want to talk about another 80s icon, Prince. I mean, he was huge in the 80s. That Purple Rain was enormous. That the album, I mean, just everything about him. The ability to play the guitar, his look, the songs. I mean, Prince was a massive, massive star. That movie was a huge success. I mean, these are 80s icons. Unfortunately, we lost Prince, you know, years ago.
And to speak of another one, another 80s icon, and I think, I don't know if this was a debate or not, but was there a debate between who was better, Prince or Michael Jackson? Because they were both, I mean, peak at that time.
I still think Michael was probably bigger at his peak, but...
Personally,
he also had the Jackson 5. Thriller. And I mean, I don't know which music you like better. And obviously, Michael has other things that can make people uncomfortable listening to him these days. But I mean, it's just as far as at their peak and what they were. Yeah, those are 80s icons. There's no doubt about it.
Who do you go with?
Better music?
Yeah.
It's tough. I like them both. I guess Michael Jackson by like just a little bit.
A smidge?
Yeah. I mean, he's got more. Right? He's got more. And I do love, and I like the Jackson 5 too. He's just got more albums, more hits, I would think, right? I don't know. But Prince is great. I love Prince. Purple Rain's a great song, When Doves Cry. And then even, you know, later in his career. And then one of the great, they both did Super Bowl halftimes as well. And I'll give Prince that one. Prince did a great Super Bowl halftime.
If you'll indulge me for a second, I have a great story about that.
All right, real quick.
So that's one of my lasting memories with my father is watching that Super Bowl halftime show. And it's the only time that I can truly remember seeing my father like cry. He thought it was such a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
He loved Prince and he loved the way my dad loved instruments. His family appreciated a lot of art and a lot of music, and we have a lot of musicians over there, so it just like broke him. And I never got it when I was young.
Yeah.
I got older, I saw the movie, and I was like, wow, okay, I kind of get this. It's incredible.
No.
And that moment, oh.
Yeah, no,
you're never catching that again.
No, it was a great, and it was in the rain and everything. It was just a great, great Super Bowl halftime. Prince was tremendous. 888-808-1019. Rich in South Orange wants to talk about another, not an 80s icon so much, although he had some hits in the 80s. Rich in South Orange, what's up, Rich?
Yes, Chris, I know you're a big Paul McCartney fan.
I am a huge Paul McCartney fan, yes.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever listened to Memory Almost Full?
Yes, I certainly have.
Good, because the memory is about 99% full now. And Paul's turning, I think he's 83.
He just turned 83, yep.
Right, and he's going to have his last tour. Well, hopefully not.
Yeah, I don't think he's made the announcement that it's his last, yeah, but he's going back on tour.
Yeah, hopefully it's not his last tour, but he is going back on tour. Now, I'd like to share a little music story with you, if you could.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Dublin in 85 with my father, and we befriended a bar manager that we frequented in Dublin, and he said, I'm going to take you two guys for a surprise. So we said, okay, because he seemed like a cool guy. So he took us in his car, and we drove for an hour and a half, and we came to a home and a bar that were connected.
Okay.
And it was Eric Clapton's personal pub and home.
Mm-hmm.
We saw all his gold albums, and I felt so bad for Eric after what happened to him with his kid, you know, in the building going out the window.
Yes.
But my Yankee point to you is, if I'm Brian Cashman, there's nothing out there that I see trading Spencer Jones or Lombard for.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Rich. And thank you for the story. I do love Paul McCartney. And I'm an Eric Clapton fan, too. Love Eric Clapton. I was just listening Pretending the other day. I love that song. He had some real hits in the 80s that I really like. Eric Clapton had some really good stuff in the 80s. Forever Man, Pretending. It's in the way that you use it. That's good. Anyway, I don't think they're trading Lombard, period. There is nothing that they will trade George Lombard for. Nothing. Spencer Jones, I do believe the Yankees would trade for the right thing now. Because remember, like, it's easy to look at it now. Another three home runs today, yesterday. He is absolutely tearing the cover off the ball in AAA. He was having a very good, like, one of the better seasons in all of minor league baseball in AA. Then he got moved up to AAA, and he has just skyrocketed. He is hitting home runs every night. Like, every day there's another video of a Spencer Jones home run. He is the most dominant force in the minor leagues right now. But it's also been a little bit of a roller coaster ride for him. He was a big-time prospect. He was their number one prospect. Then he faded a little. Last year was a tough year for him. His strikeout numbers were still really bad. They were hoping that his numbers would get better last year. As far as the strikeouts, that was something they were hoping he would work on, and they were working on with him. And yet the strikeout numbers were really bad last year. And now this year he's emerged as this stud. If there are scouts out there who don't necessarily believe this will translate to Major League Baseball, I don't know, but it's so good right now that you don't know how the hell to treat it. But I think the Yankees, I don't think they would do it for a rental. I don't think it's a Suarez deal. You would have to get controllable pieces, not even multiple rentals. Like, even if you went to Arizona and got, you know, Suarez, Kelly, and Beeks, like, I don't think Spencer Jones would be in that deal. Like, Spencer Jones is getting a controllable player back, plain and simple. Or do they, like, if Dominguez has higher value on the trade market, or you find a team that likes Dominguez, could you see Dominguez moved and Spencer Jones brought up, who is a better defensive player? I mean, it's not, I don't know how the Yankees are going to handle it. Honestly, I don't. There are so many different ways this Yankee trade deadline could go. You could see Grisham moved. You could see Ben Rice moved. You could see Goldschmidt moved. You could see Dominguez moved. Like, that's just on the major league roster. That goes that, and then Schlittler is obviously right now on the major league roster. I mean, those are five players just off the major league roster having really good seasons that could be moved to make way for something else, or to improve different pieces and spaces, to improve third base, to improve the starting pitching, to improve the bullpen. Because they've got depth at the major league level. Ben Rice is now a depth piece. Jason Dominguez, you know, you could move Bellin, you could move You can move Cody Bellinger to first base if need be. Like, there is a lot of ways that this could go. Plus, you've got Spencer Jones down there. They have other, you know, prospects that are getting some looks from other teams. This, they could make a move. You've already heard they're talking to O'Neill Cruz. We've heard reports, you know, some people have poo-pooed it a little bit, that Suarez is a top target. I'm hearing it everywhere. A lot of different reports saying the Yankees are hot and heavy with the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are all over the Yankees farm system and scouting systems, both and the Mets, apparently, the Diamondbacks. I don't see Suarez for the Mets necessarily, but the Yankees definitely need a third baseman, desperate for a third baseman. Now, I don't think it has to be a major upgrade like Suarez. I think it could be something different, but I think it could be less a lesser significant upgrade and go attack getting bullpen and starting pitching, which I think they do need more because this offense has been pretty good. But it's a very interesting, I mean, I'd be in for, if it's the right deal, trade Dominguez and call, if it's the right deal and you get pitching and you get a third baseman, or like, I would be into trading Dominguez and calling up Spencer Jones. I think that's plausible. I don't, and then I don't see giving him the left field job. I think the outfield is still, you know, Bellinger, Judge, and Grisham, but he could be your fourth outfielder. He could be an option to spot start. You know, give him some runs, see if he can, you know, continue this hot streak for a while. Like, I don't know. I mean, that probably ruins his trade value if he comes up and struggles down the stretch. So I don't know how they feel it or how they view it. But because they have him, because a lot of money's coming off the books, because Tucker is out there, because they're probably comfortable knowing they could sign Bellinger, I think Dominguez becomes available. I think they're open to trading Dominguez. I think they're open to trading Spencer Jones. I think they're open to trading everything but Lombard Jr. That's it. Everything else is on the table. Steve in Valley Stream. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, Chris? How's everything?
Good, man. How are you? You know, it's good. I haven't had a chance to say it, and I know it was in Franklin Square, not Valley Stream, but just Valley made me think of it. Valley Caterers on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Square.
I was going to say that. Yeah, I was going to tell you that. Yeah, I'm living in North Massapequa right now.
Okay.
Valley Caterers.
Yeah, Valley Caterers is closing its doors. It was very sad to hear that. I grew up literally minutes away off of Franklin Avenue on Oaks Drive. And yeah, right by Path, right across the street from Pathmark and Garden World, which is right down the block from Valley Caterers. That was an institution. I went there constantly. Great sandwiches. They had these crumb cakes that was like our staple to bring places when me and my wife were looking to just pick up something to bring dessert. And then just all the sandwiches, the cold dinners. Like, just everything about Valley Caterers. I was in there all the time, the rotisserie chicken, just everything. And the idea that they're closing is very, very sad.
I was in there the other day, and I didn't even realize it. My mother actually called me to tell me because I grew up off Dutch Broadway.
Sure.
So, you know, but now I'm in North Massapequa. But when I heard that, I couldn't believe it either. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, that was very sad to hear.
Going there, you know?
I wish I had an opportunity to go back one more time just to go there. But, yeah, just the wraps were a quick lunch, like just, you know, that kind of place where you go and you get a good quick sandwich. You get, you know, maybe some groceries, too, if you needed like peanut butter or milk or just whatever. I don't know. But you went in there. You got really good food. It was a bunch of frozen dinners, that kind of thing. It was a great deli, everything.
Very friendly,
you know, great stuff. Me and my friends were always in Valley Caterers. I'm very disappointed to hear that it's closing the stores. What a run.
It's another thing, right? Leaving our childhood.
Yep, it is. I'm losing Hulk Hogan and Valley Caterers all at one time. It's very difficult time for me.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch with Judge a second. He's, you know, I feel like he's only getting older. And you know, like, it's not like we're wasting years with him. Like, you know, we got to the World Series last year and stuff.
Yeah.
But what do you think about Mikel Garcia? Maybe like a Seth Lugo, try to get a package like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's Mikel Garcia is an all-star third baseman. Seth Lugo is having a very good year. I think that's a package that makes a lot of sense for the New York Yankees. Absolutely, I'd be very happy with that. Absolutely. Now, as far as wasting the Judge, the only thing I'll say, because I defend Judge on the idea that he's always has been, always will be, a terrible postseason player. It's just not true. He has now had, in the last 3 weeks, I think it leads Major League Baseball, he has had 3 game-tying home runs in the 6th inning or later in the last 3 weeks. And the Yankees have lost all 3 games. But he's been clutch his career. He's had postseason moments. He's been terrible the last couple of postseasons. And I have every expectation that this year will be different. Because he's a great hitter, and that's what I expect of him. And that's what I know he's capable of, and that's what I feel very confident that he will do. Having said that, I can't be Aaron Boone and lie to you. He's been terrible in the last 2 postseasons, 22 and 24 in particular. Not just bad, god-awful. And maybe if he wasn't god-awful, maybe if he wasn't striking out every other at-bat, we wouldn't be sitting here lamenting the idea that he's never won a championship. Like, he's got to be there for it, too. He's got to do it. The team last year was good enough to win. They didn't. And not just because he didn't hit, but maybe the story's different if he did. Maybe the story's different if he did. Because I was getting, you know, a lot of people have been hitting me with Girardi. Girardi. I like Girardi. All right? I like Girardi. I'm typically okay with managers in general. This is not just an Aaron Boone thing. I wanted Brian Daboll back. Like, I typically don't blame the coaches for all the stuff that a lot of people blame them for. I feel differently about it. So this isn't just a defense of Aaron Boone. I was beside myself when they decided not to give Joe Girardi a contract. The guy went to game 7 of the ALCS. I thought he earned with that team. Now, to be fair, you look at some of the numbers and their run differential and everything. They actually should have been a better team than they were that year. They should have won more regular season games than they did. Believe it or not, despite that was like a fun season and no one saw it coming, but they had a lot of answers and a lot of things go right, and they actually should have actually had a better record. They kind of underachieved record-wise. But still, went to game 7 of the ALCS. I thought for sure he earned another contract with the New York Yankees, and I was disappointed when they didn't bring him back. But we forget how much we hated Joe Girardi, too. I was here at the station. I was here with Mike. I was here with whoever I was. I've been here since 2008. I've been here. I was here with Summers. Then I was here with Mike for the Joe Girardi era. You hated him, too. We got constant calls about Joe Girardi stinks. Joe Girardi goes by the, you know, Mr. Binder. We forget that now. Joe Girardi was the guy who was nothing but analytics. He doesn't play with his gut. It's just Joe the Binder. That's what Joe Torre calls him, Mr. Binder. We hated him too. But now we look back on him like, oh, man. Oh, he was so much better than Aaron Boone. Oh, he held people accountable. Oh, he was tough on Sanchez. Oh, at least he was honest in the postgame. You hated him too. And the only reason why he won a championship, and not to knock him because I thought he was a good manager, but the only reason why he won a championship is because Alex Rodriguez went off. They spent $500 million in the offseason, brought in every top free agent. They brought in the 2 best starting pitchers in Burnett and obviously CeCe Sabathia, and then went out and brought in Mark Teixeira and traded for Nick Swisher. They had the best team in baseball by a mile, and Alex Rodriguez went off in the playoffs. That's why he has a championship, and Aaron Boone doesn't. Because Aaron Boone's got Joe Judge. I'm thinking of coaches now. Aaron Boone's got Aaron Judge, who's the best hitter in the world, who hasn't gone off yet in the postseason, who hasn't helped carry the team to the World Series like Corey Seager did 2 years ago or Alex Rodriguez did in 2009. Alex Rodriguez never did it again. Nobody else did. And guess what? Joe Girardi failed every year in the postseason. After that. And again, it's going to come off as Aaron Boone defending, but because people want to call the organization broken and disastrous and what an embarrassment and the laughingstock of the league. Okay. Like, what did Joe Girardi win after Alex Rodriguez went off and they had the best team in baseball? He didn't win a damn thing. Joe Torre after 2000. 2003 lost to the Marlins in the World Series. 2004, the most epic collapse in the history of baseball. And then, you know what? Look at some of those defensive metrics. Look at the 05 team and tell me how good they were defensively with Jason Giambi at first base, with Gary Sheffield in the outfield, with a on the wrong side of 30, Derek Jeter. Now, he would make every play hit at him, but his range was god awful. We all know it. By the end of his career, he couldn't get to the ball up the middle. Look at the defensive metrics of the 05 New York Yankees. It's worse than this team. But no one remembers that because it was Joe Torre and no one cared and nobody blamed him for the defensive problems. Why would you blame Joe Torre for the defensive problems? Why would you blame Joe Torre for losing four straight to the Boston Red Sox? He won championships. And I get it. And I don't blame him either. I'm just saying. They couldn't get out of the first round the last 5 years of his career. But everybody didn't want him fired when they let him go. Did he become a worse coach when he couldn't get the team out of the first round? After losing in historic fashion in 04? Did Joe Torre become less of a manager? Was there a culture problem with that team? Actually, there was. And it was led by Derek Jeter, the captain, who couldn't accept Alex Rodriguez, as I just saw a clip from Gary Sheffield talking about it. There was a culture problem inside the team, and it was because Derek Jeter couldn't get over comments made in a magazine. But we don't get on him for that. They won championships. We don't get on Joe Torre for the failures. They won championships. We don't get on Joe Girardi now because he won a championship, and God knows he's better than this buffoon Aaron Boone. That's it. That's it. Do you think, and I was asking someone this, if Aaron Boone was the manager of the 90s dynasty, that he would have ruined that team? That he would have created an atmosphere where Derek Jeter didn't care? Where Paul O'Neill didn't care? Where Tino Martinez didn't care? Where Bernie Williams was like, hey, the manager doesn't seem to mind, I'm okay. Do you think he would have bred that kind of atmosphere that would have ruined a championship level team? Do you think if he was the manager of the 98 Yankees, they only win 90 games and lose in the ALCS? Like, is that what we think? Did Derek Jeter need, you know, to be called out in post-game press conferences?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's about the players. It truly is. Now, should Boone try something different? Should Boone have that in him to show emotion, just to give it to the fan base a little bit instead of yelling at them that I don't care what you think or what you want, as he screamed to John Boy? Probably. It would cause him a lot less grief. And I'm open to the idea that it's creating more pressure because the fan base can't stand him and the fan base is becoming toxic and the players feel it. And I'll get on him for that. That's his responsibility. And I think that's more to the point than the players, because he hands out cookies and milk after the game, that they don't care if they make errors. I think it's the opposite. I think it's that all his defense makes the fan base mad, makes the noise around the team worse. They sense that and they're tight. And that's on him. But again, if he came out and said, listen, we are a terrible defensive team, you think that turns it around? Think suddenly they go out there and go, you know what? He's right. We got to put an end to this. It was okay yesterday. It is not okay today. Okay. If you say so. Let's go to John in Hartford. What's up, John?
Hey, Chris. How you doing? Great
Good,
job tonight.
Thank you.
On that same theme here, let's just be honest here. Aaron Boone's at an 8-year run right now.
Yep.
He's handpicked to replace Cashman. I mean, handpicked to replace Girardi.
Well, yeah, he was handpicked to be the manager, yes. I don't think he was handpicked before they decided to move on from Girardi because they wanted to move on from Girardi. He wasn't handpicked as his replacement. He was the guy who won the coaching search.
No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I think there's just a combination of a lot of factors right here that making a couple of trades and inserting this at this point with Aaron Boone allowed to continue to kind of manage in the atmosphere that he's created over 8 years is going to be a difficult ask in getting into a playoff scenario.
They
Aaron
went to
Boone.
The World Series last year with him.
I understand. He went to the World Series. Hey, listen, they've been in the World Series for a long time. They had to get there somehow with all the money. But
so he has nothing to do with it. I got it. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm not, what I'm trying to say here is a combination of a lot of factors, including Cashman, the roster construction, mm-hmm. the inability to defense, the inability to sense of urgency. There's no accountability. In baseball, there's a certain...
Well, what is... Again, all right, so let me ask you a question. What's accountability? What would you... holding them accountable in the media? Benching them? What should be accountability?
Accountability and sense of urgency. If you've played any sports, your coach can't be your best friend. Your coach can't be saying roses and flowers to you every day.
Yeah,
when
but,
you see it, everyone else sees it, and the common fan sees it,
yes.
that there's no sense of urgency that if you fail, if you don't do a good job, we're going to sit your ass down. Or we're going to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it starts from the top. Okay?
Okay. Aaron Judge, 6 years ago to Atlanta. Maybe he would have fired Joe Girardi, brought him back, fired Joe Girardi, brought him back.
Let's hang on this situation. I'm going to just give you a hypothetical.
Yeah.
We're talking about all these trades.
Yeah.
Inserting all these names. Fixing what we see as a visual problem. Right? You know, a couple of days ago, that defensive showing was just, you can't even imagine that
it was
in Major
bad.
League Baseball.
It was bad.
It was bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean,
agree with that.
It does start with Bellinger losing it in the sky, which is just bad luck. you know, I mean, that's
it was bad luck.
That's just bad luck. Dominguez can't play left, and I mean,
going into the season with that roster, knowing with those question marks, how it's evolved, we're kind of reached the point of no return. Okay, and we're hoping for this turnaround and going on a 10-game run, and we're hoping for all this stuff, and everything's gonna look good again. I think you got to make a major change, and it's kind of like, you know, the Steinbrenners going down to Cashman saying, "Hey, we need to shake it up. Why wouldn't we bring Joe Girardi back and give him the 60 games?"
Stop it. Why would they bring Joe Girardi back? Why would you bring Joe Girardi back? I like Joe Girardi, and I didn't think he should have been let go. And again, he wasn't fired. They just didn't give him a new contract. Why would you bring Joe Girardi back? What about Joe Girardi? Because he won a championship in 2009 with the best team in baseball, without question, that they spent. What about from 10 to 17 where he didn't win? And again, we didn't like him. He was Binder Joe. Never went by his gut. Tons of Yankee fans would constantly call in and say Girardi is done. I just saw Joe's McFly talked about Girardi, and someone pulled up an old tweet of Joe's McFly saying, "I'm done with Girardi. Get rid of him." You're just looking back and thinking, "Oh, it used to be better." That's it. There's no reason. You want to fire Boone? Fine. Why does it have to be Joe Girardi? Why not see it? What's Posada doing? Let's bring in Posada. Or, you know, does Derek Jeter want to take? Is Derek Jeter tired of doing the Fox Saturday show? Buck Showalter's out there bringing Buck. I mean, is Lou Piniella still spry enough to go kick some dirt and throw a base around? I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. Again, it was the idea that, oh, they can't have a turnaround. They were the second best team in the American League 70 games into the season. Now, I'm not saying since then's acceptable, but like for 70 games, they were really good. They can't be good again. Can't. Cannot. It's over. We heard the same thing last year. This roster, it wasn't enough. They didn't go all in. They just got, all they did was get Soto and then rested on their laurels. They didn't go out and do enough. This team is falling apart. They're going to blow the division. And then they rallied, got better, and went to the World Series. And I know they didn't win it. I know that. Maybe if Judge didn't strike out every other at bat, they might have had a better chance to, despite all their flaws. And despite the Dodgers, scouting report of them. But, like, why do you want to bring back Joe Girardi? Why? The same guy who went to Philadelphia and drastically underachieved with the Phillies, got fired, and then the Phillies went on a run to the World Series. That guy, and I'm not trying to knock him, but I'm just saying. You want to fire Boone? Fine. Fire Boone, see if it works. I'm open to, I don't care. I don't care that much about Aaron Boone, despite what people think. I just don't blame him for things. But if you want to fire Aaron Boone, okay. Fire Aaron Boone. If you think the team needs that much of a shakeup, let's fire Aaron Boone. I'm on board. Bring in someone who's going to do a better job. Same thing. Fire Brian Cashman. I'm just telling you. You think this is easy. You think they wake up and win 95 games because they're the Yankees. You better hope that whoever replaces these guys do as good a job or better, because it's not as simple as you think. It's not as easy as you think, the level of success that Brian Cashman has had for 25 years plus. It's not as easy as you think. And the idea that they are just broken and are, you know, just absolutely have to do something else and shake up everything. Okay, we'll see. Bellinger lost the ball in the lights. Max Fried, who's a Gold Glove winner, and we've seen how good defensively he is, threw a ball away. It's not good enough, and they played sloppy baseball. Absolutely. I screamed it the other night, but like, then we go to, like, we have to fire the manager. The guy took them to the World Series last year with a left fielder who can't get a job anymore in baseball, with a first baseman who can't get a job, a closer who he had to relieve of his duties at the end of the season because he was so bad, an offense that had J.D. Davis hitting cleanup against the Mets, a team that all of you told me the same stuff you're telling me about this team now. It's the same thing. It's 7 years of the same crap. They're fading. They're not good enough. There's only two good hitters. The manager's an idiot. They're going to blow the division. All of it. The same thing. And he took that team that you despised to the World Series. Yeah, but it was easy. I know it was easy. It was easy. They played the Kansas City Royals, who earned the right to be there by beating the Baltimore Orioles, and they played the Cleveland Guardians, who earned their right to be there by beating the Tigers, who beat the Astros. But it was easy. They beat the best bullpen in the sport in the Cleveland bullpen, but it was easy. It was easy. Anyone could have done that. It was Kansas City and Cleveland. I mean, Chris, why do you even care? Those games don't matter. The July series against the Blue Jays, that matters deeply. That matters more than the ALCS. That matters more than the ALDS. That matters more than the American League postseason. That matters more than October. Why? Because they lost it. And they didn't play well, and we need to focus on that more than the success in the American League playoffs. That was easy. Those teams stunk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Wins are meaningless. Losses are everything. That's how you become a miserable Yankee fan despite the winning. Wins mean nothing. Losses are everything. And right now, I'm not happy with them. I'm pissed off. And they need to start playing better. And they need to play the better defensive players first and foremost. And I'm not happy with Boone either. He should have been playing the best defensive lineup the other night with Max Fried on the mound. Ben Rice, with the way they throw it in the infield, Ben Rice can't be your first baseman with Max Fried on the mound. That was a mistake. That was a mistake. And his comments in the postgame are just flat-out lies. Totally with you. And he's created an atmosphere where they are tight, and he's got to figure out a way to change it. But no trades will work. They could bring in anyone. They could do everything we want. They could bring in Suarez. They could bring in, you know, Alcantara, or I don't know, pie in the sky, graded, you know, Cease. They could bring in the best starting pitcher on the trade deadline. They could bring in Suarez and three other hitters. They could do everything. Spencer Jones can come up and hit 40 home runs in the last 60 games of the season. None of it will matter because Aaron Boone's the manager. Okay. I disagree. I know many of you feel that way. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. He got them to the World Series with a left fielder who isn't good enough to play in Major League Baseball and a first baseman who hasn't even been asked to join another organization. And he took that team to the World Series. But I know, it was easy. 3:38, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break, we'll come back, continue to take your phone calls. Got you all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show right here on The Fan. Weird Al. He spoofed a lot of the artists we were just talking about. Obviously, Michael Jackson with, you know, I'm fat instead of I'm bad. I want to see the movie, too. I haven't seen it with,
Daniel Radcliffe?
With Daniel Radcliffe as him. I've heard it's good. I got to check it out.
I mean, didn't he win a couple awards, I think?
Yeah, I think he was definitely nominated for some things, but apparently it was a different kind of weird movie, which doesn't surprise me. Did you ever see the UHV? I forget what it was called. The movie with Weird Al Yankovic?
No.
He made like a movie where he was like head of a radio station, like a little small little town local radio station. And Kramer is like the janitor of the building and everything. It's a weird movie.
How long ago did this come out?
Oh, late 80s maybe. Maybe okay. Early 90s. I got to check it out.
The height of Weird Al.
The height of Weird Al, yes. 888-808-1019. All right, let's get back to the calls. As we're talking a little baseball trade deadline, the first salvo fired last night by the Seattle Mariners as the Arizona Diamondbacks announce that they are open for business. They trade Naylor, their first baseman that they got from Cleveland earlier, you know, in the offseason. He is now a Seattle Mariner to help bolster that offense and put someone else in the middle of the lineup to go along with the big dumper. And now they are open for business. And we are hearing all kinds of things. That's both Arizona's has been all over the Mets farm system, the Yankees farm system. They're looking to sell a bunch of different pieces. They have a bunch of different pieces. They have bullpen arms. They have starting pitching arms. They have Suarez. They got plenty of things to move, and it has started. We are a week away. The Yankees are in desperate mode where they're looking to make a move now if they can. So let's see if anything happens. They've been connected to O'Neill Cruz, which I don't see. Doesn't make any sense for me. But there's been a lot of different elements to this trade deadline that could just be a bunch of noise and nothing actually happened. I'm sure Suarez will move, but it could end up being a lackluster deadline. But right now there's been a lot of kind of enthusiasm. You're hearing, you know, Jeff Passan talk about a lot of different things could happen and the Yankees being all in. You know, just all of, you know, a lot of these newsbreakers, John Heyman talking about a bunch of different things. Now, that typically happens. I get it. And especially with the Yankees, who, as John Boy will always say, they are, you know, Brian Cashman's famous for kicking the tires. But even with the Mets, some thought that they could be in the market for a third baseman, an outfielder, even despite what Stearns had to say in his press conference, where it felt like they were going to go maybe back into the rotation and certainly some bullpen arms, but that was about it. But they do have a lot of guys at the major league level who could be moved. They do have a lot of options, and you do want to improve this team and chase a championship in what is a wide-open National League. 888-808-1019. Some thoughts about Bader is a name that's kind of... He's having a really good year with Minnesota. And if Minnesota is the other team, the American League team was the Twins, the National League team was Arizona, where you had, if they decide to sell, you could be looking at 5-6 different guys who could really help pennant race teams. And Bader would be one of them, who's got a 760 OPS. He's hitting like 260. He's having arguably his best offensive season. And we've seen him hit in the postseason for the New York Yankees. We saw him be clutch for the Mets throughout the year, last year. They're desperate for improving center field. I mean, I know McNeil's playing it a lot, but Taylor's been awful this season offensively. And I just don't know if you can really feel comfortable with Jeff McNeil playing this much in center field. So we'll see how they handle it. But it sounds like, one, it started with the first move of the deadline, first significant move with Josh Naylor being traded. The Arizona Diamondbacks have announced their sellers, and it feels like even the teams who you knew would be sellers are open to doing things I didn't think they'd be open to. O'Neill Cruz out of Pittsburgh is on the market. Right now, all of a sudden, we heard Dylan Cease over the last couple of days is back. He's been on and off inside the trade deadline noise the last couple of years. But now he's back, even for a team like the Padres who are competing. They would probably be looking for another ready-made major league player. And I think that's the other angle of this trade deadline, as crazy as it is with all the new playoff format and the idea that, so many teams are yet to declare themselves, that teams that are in contention can't wait to do the typical prospect for player, prospect for rental type trade. You might have to go player for player with other contenders and try and get creative in how you improve your team for the stretch run. So we could see how it goes. I think the Yankees are clearly at least attempting to be aggressive. I think everyone for the New York Yankees outside of Lombard is on the table. Spencer Jones on the table. Jason Dominguez on the table. Trent Grisham. Ben Rice, who there's some reports earlier today that other teams are asking about Ben Rice throughout the league. I think all of those players are available for the right deal. Certainly the Yankees like to make moves that give them years of control, but I think anything is on the table. They have a surplus of outfielders. They have a surplus of DHs and first basemen. They have and desperate need of left side of the infield, so, and bullpen help, and maybe a starter. So we'll see how much depth they have to work with, what they're willing to do with their minor leagues. We saw again yesterday Spencer Jones with 3 home runs. So the Mets pitching prospects, would they be willing to move those for guys with control years? So a lot is on the table, and it began last night. And we have 1 week while the Mets start out west tonight in San Francisco and the Yankees welcome in the Philadelphia Phillies. And again, if you're a Met fan who is rooting for the Phillies over the Yankees, please call me up and explain to me why you're insane and why you choose to be so. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
Hey, good show as always, Steve.
Thank you, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. I got 2 points, one about accountability and one about the left side of the infield. But before that, I just wanted to mention, I know you're talking about Michael Jackson. What makes him better than everybody else? In fact, one of my best friends is a producer, and he produced a lot of his shows, and I went a lot of his shows, was his dancing. It's not just the music. The guy was one of the greatest dancers who ever lived.
No doubt. So and innovative and just,
Yeah, when you saw his live show, and what was amazing that they said was when he did dance routines with the dancers, he was better than the professional dancers, and he wasn't a professional dancer.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just born to dance,
Yeah.
So when you put all that together in a song, that puts him above everybody else. Now, getting to the Yankees, accountability.
Yes.
So he has accountability to me.
Yeah, what's
that
accountability?
The guy who ran into third base on the tag,
he's got to
take him off the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's accountability. And you know what's accountability to me, too? And this is for anybody. And this really pisses me off, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem here is if you make a lot of money, the high-paid players, right? Where's the accountability? Think about it. Think about if you're the boss, The boss is the manager, right? And he tells you to do something, and you make 10 times more than your boss.
Yep.
In what
In what world does the person who works for somebody make 10 times more than the other person?
Yeah, no, I mean, it is definitely an ever-changing dynamic. It's not new necessarily, but yes, there is something to that, I think.
Yeah, and think about it. I mean, you make 10 times more, and you got guaranteed money, and what's somebody going to do? Yeah. You know what? I don't care who you are, Soto, anybody else. If you don't run out of ground ball and it costs a game or a you sit the next game, I don't care if you make $50 million.
No, I get it.
You're still accountable.
Yeah,
Nobody has the nerve to do that.
Yeah, that's my point. That's my point, Mario. Nobody has the nerve to do that. We have not seen, it is very rare to see someone pulled off the field. Now, the manager in Milwaukee who won Manager of the Year last year made some comments about their young shortstop and benched him for a couple days and said he's not happy with his approach as of late. That's about the only thing I can think of. And they are on a run, no doubt about it. So, and I would have pulled him off the field too. I agree. I would have pulled him off the field. And I thought Boone, again, he's made a couple comments here and said he doesn't pull guys off the field for not, for a mistake. He only does it for not hustling. And I was like, well, that's just not true. You don't do it for anything. That is true. But again, accountability. Here's my question with the Vivas. Because I agree, take his ass off the field. I would have done that. I would have. I would have been annoyed about it. I would have been like, "This. We're just starting the second half here. Enough of this crap. I'm taking him off the field." Do you think, and I'm going to ask you honestly, and maybe you won't care because I think the answer is obvious, but I think you don't care because you want to see the manager do it. He just got embarrassed on national television to the entire fan base. He's a kid trying to make the team or stick with the team. Do you think he'll ever make that mistake again? Or do you think, well, it's okay, I didn't get pulled off the field? That's my only point on some of this. And if your point is, I don't care, you've got to show everybody and take them off the field, I hear you and I don't disagree. But again, do you think Vivas is standing there at third base after that play saying to himself, man, he let me back out on the field. I guess it's okay. Do we? Because that's what we then jump to. Right, I understand that sounds ridiculous, and it doesn't matter. You got to pull him off the field. I get it, but do you think that he is standing there at third base in the next half inning, going, "Wow, the manager left me in this game. I guess he's okay with me making that out at third. I guess it's not a big deal. I guess I could do it the next time too." Do we honestly think that, or do we think that he was embarrassed and that he went home and couldn't sleep that night? And we'll never make that mistake again. And that's what Boone told him. Boone said, I went up to him. I said, that can never happen again. Now, I would have pulled him off the field. I agree. Out of frustration for my own sake. I would have just been like, oh my God, get the hell off the field. That's it. You're done. Boone doesn't operate that way. I get it. But do you honestly think that the players, when they make an error and they don't get pulled off the field, that they say to themselves, well, I guess it's okay. The manager hasn't taken me off the field. So if he were pissed about it, if it was the wrong thing, I would have been out of here. So I guess I'll just keep throwing the ball in the dirt. I can't make that jump. I can't make the jump that, you know, professional athletes need to be reprimanded in such a way. They're not kids. He is not holding the hands of young players. These are professional athletes making, like the last caller said, 10 times the amount of money that Boone's making. Even the bad players are making more money than Boone's making. These are professional athletes. The idea that they need to be scolded publicly or have their taken off the field by their ear so that they don't make mistakes, I find it hard to fathom. But it's gone on long enough where I would have been pissed off enough where I would have done it. So I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth. I'm aware of that. I just find it hard to believe that, the idea of it continuing. If Vivas were to make that, and I know, again, Gleyber Torres made the mistake over and over again. Like, he was being lambasted in the media. Everybody talked about it. Yes, he wasn't taken off the field or benched as much as he got it could have been. But, like, do we honestly think that it's just not inert in some players? Like, Gleyber Torres, like, was there anything they could do? And don't tell me he's an all-star now because he was an all-star with the Yankees and we don't watch him every day. We have no idea if he hasn't run out of ball or made a bad defensive play. We have no idea because no one cares about the Tigers, nor should you. But, like, the idea that he's fixed in Detroit, you have no idea. He's having a good offensive season. You know that. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back, say good morning, and take your calls all the way for the final hour of our five-hour midnight ride as we take it to the warm-up show at 5. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.